News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Some news in relation to the Mental Health Bill has been given final approval by the Dáil, sent to President Connolly for signing. Just what difference has it the potential to make? John Farrelly is the Chief Executive of the Mental Health Commission. John, you're very welcome to the studio. Historical context to this, first of all. We have been talking about mental health in legislative form for a very long time. And as a result, very little has been done to progress.
Yeah, in legislative terms, it's over a quarter of a century since the last mental health bill, the 2001 mental health bill, came in. And before that, it was the 1945 Act, before this Act. So to give you an example, when I worked years ago in places, you know, like Lomans and Brendan's, the big institutions, people come in as persons of unsound mind, language that no one wants applied to them. That's all changed now. This Act now moves us beyond the institutions and aligns us more with what the people of Ireland want. So I'll give you an example. They want services in the community. So for the first time in Irish law, this legislation sets out for services to be in the community and registered by us. And can I just add, from a historical perspective, I was in the Dáil yesterday watching it. And it's very interesting because in life you hear a lot about, people arguing and fighting. There was strong consensus here across all parties, led by Minister Butler. And I have to give her credit now. We are independent of the politicians. We work for the state to regulate, but it is really good to see someone have the perseverance and compassion to drive through new legislation.
And it's important that we have this because it sets the framing in which all of the mental health services sit. But if we don't fund those services, this is a paper tiger.
Yeah. So at the moment, the main thing in the Act is inpatient services and involuntary detention. And that's where a lot of the funding flows. So we do need to increase our funding. But now that we know that we're going for community services, that's the landscape, that's the intention. They will have to be funded. And actually listening to people. So, for example, after the CAMHS in Kerry, we've been already working with the public to develop new CAMHS standards. And one of the things they're saying is, yes, they want inpatient care if their child is at significant risk or someone that they love is at significant risk. Mm. But actually they want real services in the community.
But what is happening here is the same thing that happened, let's say, in hospitals and nursing homes, going back two decades now with the establishment of HICWA. HICWA sets the standards. The standards are what the people want. Then we're not funding the service to the point to get to the standards, and we end up having a procession of HICWA-related reports saying things aren't good enough. How do we avoid making that mistake with mental health?
Well, I think, for example, we currently regulate inpatients. Okay, so we know that since regulating inpatients that they've improved physically, we know that restrictive practices have reduced and we know that standards have improved. In terms of the Mental Health Commission, we will be putting significant resources into this, but also with an Act. It's the Act sets the agenda. Where you have an Act and a law now, this Act has to be funded. The Minister then, in the estimates this year, will have to go to government and seek the funding there. Can I mention one other thing too? So it's not just about the HSE. For example, inpatient beds, up to 30% of inpatient beds are provided by not-for-profit services and private services. So it is possible for private services and not-for-profits to register. For example, if you look at, there's a large majority of people, we want to look after, you know, people who can't look after themselves, but there is also a large majority of people in Ireland who have private health insurance and children who are privately insured. So it really is getting the money, not just from the government, but making sure that the private health insurers also lean into this and help it.
When you introduce this, or when you've been looking at this, there's something called pharmacological restraint. It's the first time it's been introduced in Irish law. What does that mean?
So I really welcome that. Pharmacological restraint is where medication is used to restrict the person's movements, for example, to sedate them, but it's not being used in the treatment of benefits. So when people are very, very unwell, someone might use a restraint, give them an injection, for example, to calm them down and sedate them. What we're saying is, so currently restrictive practices such as physical restraint are included, and we've pushed them down in Ireland down by 50%. In this case, in the Act, and there was big feedback on this, particularly from parents and patients. This is now in the Act. Now, we recognise that at times people are restrained pharmacologically and that we are going to monitor that, the Mental Health Commission. We're going to set rules and we're going to regulate it.
The problem right now, John, is that there are those who are listening who are trying to access services, who are maybe listening to us in Kerry, and what has happened down there has been well documented. People who have sons or daughters who are in and out of services that are simply inadequate, and they're just going to roll their eyes to heaven when they hear this coming on. Because it's not that they don't believe you, it's just they don't believe the system is capable of doing what you're saying it can.
Okay, well, I don't think they're going to roll their eyes to heaven. And the simple reason is we've been out to public consultation on the CAMHS. And the biggest response we got was from parents asking for particular things. And one of those things you're talking about is equity and access. So when we are regulating, putting the regulations down and putting the standards down, we will include that. There is a drive here now. People have recognised that children were harmed. Even at the highest levels of the state, children are harmed. There is a drive.
This state has been harming children since it was founded in various shapes and forms. This is the latest iteration of it. And for us to turn around and say there's going to be a panacea around the corner, we're deluding ourselves.
Well, I don't believe that. I think this act sets the intention out for the next 25 years. I've been working in mental health services, but regulating mental health services for the last number of years. I've seen improvements in inpatients where we regulated. We're now going to regulate the children's.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. John Farrelly, Chief Executive of the Mental Health Commission, thank you very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.